This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to allow God's promises to sustain you. Sometimes you might become discouraged by what you see in the moment and talk yourself out of believing in God's promises. In fact, this is exactly what happened to the Israelites when they were on their way to the Promised Land. God instructed Moses to send 12 tribal leaders to explore Canaan, otherwise known as the Promised Land, so that they could come back and give Moses a full report on what the land looked like. The 12 leaders came back with a glowing report. They said the land was magnificent and that it was truly overflowing with milk and honey. But the leaders were also terribly frightened of the people of this land. They thought the city was advanced and well fortified with these giant, strong people who could overtake them at any time. So in their minds, they could not believe there was any way of conquering Canaan. They doubted God and wanted to return to Egypt, a place they knew very well. This situation, though, is almost unthinkable because they had just witnessed God parting the Red Sea for them. They saw what he was capable of, but they still doubted him. These leaders were gripped by fear and didn't allow God's promises to sustain them in facing the unknown. So the next time you're trusting in God's promises but see something that causes doubt to creep in, remember these words. All that's required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Mark 11:23. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, His promises will sustain you.